Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back.
Okay. Yeah, we have so many people. I fell asleep.
Hi. This is John Ryan, and you're listening to Project Independence and Christina Liu. And you. So it's really the talk of the town segment right now, but we still have a nice crowd here, Christina. So what's going on?
I just want to thank everyone that's in here because we're certainly jammed. We really are breaking all the rules of radio. I'm telling you, Dan, like, between the food, the drinks in here, and having way too many people on the mics, Dan's head will be spinning. But I want to thank everyone from the office, all the PI ladies that are here. Of course, you heard the fabulous Rebecca Miller, who is filling in, taking John Ryan's spot as he's here.
Rebecca and Nancy and Paula, I believe, were at your wedding.
Oh, yes. I thought you were too. No, Sherry wasn't there.
I wasn't either, but and I was around.
It's okay. Yeah. I knew who I was. Let's be clear. I already told Jay that I want to renew my vow, so there'll be another one. It's fine. Any reason for a party.
Oh, my God.
But then we have our fabulous Paula Yule, who is also the deputy commissioner of our department, and then Nancy Mizrahi, who is our director over at PI. And of course, you knew Sherry was here. And so I'm glad you guys joined us.
Yes, we wanted to.
They wanted to see why, you know, I come back so happy on Friday. So yeah. Yeah. It really goes on here. We don't always have cupcakes and champagne.
We didn't know about the champagne when John hosts.
I just wanted to make a mention that Christina really lets us know about holidays and how to celebrate. And I always say without Christina, we would not have holidays and the kind of celebrations that we do. So kudos to you, young lady.
That's right. It's really wonderful.
Gotta stay happy, have to continually celebrate because life is just too short.
It's not gonna rain on Christina's parade.
That's right. But yes, over at PI, we're very fortunate. As you could see, you know, every week we're always talking about what goes on and all the people. And this is pretty much PI, what you see here.
Right, what you hear.
This is the department.
So I really want to stress that everyone does amazing stuff.
I want to say one thing about PI, and I've said this to you many times. PI is pushing 11 years. And what Christina is saying is true. This is PI right here in the room.
Wait, this blows John's mind.
And this is the exact size it was when it started with 100 or 200 members. And now we have 13,000 members in Project Independence who are requesting services. We get, I don't have the numbers with me today, but the thousands of phone calls that come in, 311, of which almost half of them go to Project Independence every year. Mm-hmm. And this staff hasn't grown. Where do you know any place in the country that 10 years later, with an increase of 13,000 from 100, and staff is the same?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I like that. Oh, he just like dropped the mic on that one.
I think the show's over. I think we're good.
Dennis
and Joan have heard me talk about Project Independence numerous times, and now they're getting an opportunity to see why I am such a big supporter of Project Independence because of the people that are in this room.
And Otto, you're not just saying that because you and Bunny are on our brochure.
Which we have to do something about. We need a new brochure.
Yeah, but we're getting royalties. Plus, it keeps our age 11, 12 years younger.
I love it.
I just wanted to add one thing. I don't know if everyone out there in radio world realizes that Christina is a master's in social work. She is a social worker, and from the bottom of her heart to the top of her brilliant head, you cannot ask for better. Mm-hmm. We were blessed the day she walked through the door.
I was blessed.
We were all the seniors were blessed. But I really want everyone to know that besides the show, which takes up a huge amount of Christina's time, she's practicing social work all week, every day, into the night, home with her, back in. If something's wrong, there are so many people Christina helps that nobody really will ever know.
Oh,
so, but I want to make sure you get the kudos.
Thank you. That's right.
Because we
We're
celebrated
Social
Work Month
right.
in March.
Well, see, we celebrated in March.
We celebrated again. We didn't have champagne,
yeah,
however.
That's right. God, well, I think we're falling down.
I wanted to
it's not appropriate to say nuts, right?
Yeah. No,
I'd like to throw in
some
naturally, I have a couple thoughts about social work in general. First of all, the years and years ago, the image of social work was negative for whatever stupid reason, but it was negative.
Took away your children.
And it was. And the respect that I have gained for social work as a result of my association with Project Independence and all the other partners that you have worked with, that where we've had on the radio and a lot of other opportunities, I have a tremendous respect for people who go into social work, one of which happens to be now our granddaughter,
right.
who
oh,
yeah, yeah,
is
yeah.
just going to get
that's
her master's in a couple of weeks
right.
at Adelphi in social work. And I'm very proud of the fact that she's going into that as her
field. She was on the radio,
field.
Too, right?
She was on the radio, and she reminds me all the time, it's the only show that was ever not recorded in the history of this show.
In the true spirit of Wonderful Things, I was videotaping a huge part of it, so she
but
did at least get a keepsake.
That's the only show.
Well, now you have to get her back.
She
had to do it for a school project.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she did have the video, and she did get a very nice letter to back it up,
that's
and
right.
you know, all of the above. But she's going to be excellent at in wherever she ends up as far as social work goes. Because she's got the heart and the empathy that I think all of you have to make it tick. You know?
She has you and Bunny.
That's right.
Yeah, well, we're not
that
social workers.
No, but she has.
It
makes a
it
big
does
difference,
make a huge difference
when you have a
Absolutely.
Supportive family.
And they're a big part of her growing up.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's important. And you know what? It even goes one step further. And I'm talking about everybody in this room, but I'll go to Dennis for a second with your doctors. You know, And Christina is the same person. The word I like to use is you have to own it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a job.
No,
everybody,
right,
I don't mean
right.
everybody, excuse me. You can become a social worker. You can get the degree.
Right.
But if you don't own it, you're nothing.
Right.
And whether you, and you said it, your father was a milkman.
He was a professional milkman.
He owned it. That's right.
Right.
Somebody else says, well, I'm a damn milkman.
Right.
Somebody else owns that job,
right.
does it with respect, does it with honor. You don't get better.
I had the good fortune when my father was getting older of helping him deliver milk, all right?
Yeah.
He delivered 270 cases of milk that weighed 60 pounds a case to schools, hospitals, delicatessens, whatever. And I did that, it was always around the Christmas holidays
Christmas.
Back in those days, the supermarkets weren't open on Sundays and you had to go to delicatessens to get milk. So I helped him deliver the milk, and every place we went, my father was treated like royalty, and he was just a guy delivering milk. So they had obviously a high respect for how he did
right,
it,
right.
which,
yep.
you know, I. That's why I say he was a professional at what he did,
right.
you know.
And I'm not making light of your father. Party City treats her like royalty.
It's
Christina
sure.
in the neighborhood.
That's
it's
right.
Christina in the neighborhood.
That's right.
There was a picture, and this is true, Dennis. Oh, my God. There was a picture from her last party. She had velvet ropes like you see in the movie.
That is true.
That's true.
And I own them, so if you ever need them, I'll bring them by the radio one day.
You know, I often think of that. Do you have like a garage?
I do have a garage, and Jay.
Full of stuff?
Right. But luckily, I go through and I try and keep it semi-organized because it does add up quick. But it all goes to use, because my friend's birthday was last week, and her husband called me and said, because he was last minute, he doesn't quite do the planning I do for things, and he said, will you help me throw a birthday party for her? And I said, oh, but here's the right place. I have stuff. So he's like, you have stuff? I was like, he's like, do you have a blow-up, a party blow-up or something? I said, I might. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But we threw together this party, and I laughed with my husband because I said, you say I'm hoarding things, but I clearly
because everybody's
in.
Looking for a blow-up of Harry
right.
Styles. How can I get by the
it's
weekend
in
without
demand.
It?
That's right. It's in demand.
You know who Harry is?
Do you know who Harry is?
Harry is somebody, is a singer.
And Christina loves him. She has a blowout. He's as big as life. And you walk into the house for a party. Harry's at the party.
I have Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
Justin was at the wedding.
He was at my birthday party, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen, yes, I actually brought my birthday party album to show you after the show.
I did? Oh, okay. Oh, I love it. You know, the one thing, honestly, you talk, like your daughter, the cook, and I will say that, any pictures you see of Christina's food, and it's in layers. I mean, it's the presentation is always important in my mind. Anyway, no matter what it is, you have everything laid out flat. It's fine, but it's always the colors are coordinated. That part is good, and then Harry standing next to it.
Yeah, so I know. I have to laugh though because my grandfather would always say he was quite critical in his older age. But he used to always say, you know, with the presentation, and he would get mad at when the aides would give him food that it wasn't presented appropriately. So I guess it's been drilled into my head. Really, the presentation is probably just as important as what the food actually tastes like.
Absolutely. I agree.
It's certainly, it's fun, and it's well part of
it. We're going to go into a break in a minute, but I just want to share with you guys, Christina's grandfather was a photographer, but a professional photographer, and he did pictures of Cher, of you can remember. I mean, people.
Susan Blakely.
Telly Savalas.
The Odd Couple people.
Who loves your baby?
Who loves your baby?
Amazing pictures that he had. And she did a show for him in his honor about a year ago.
Yeah, that's July 15th.
Which was tremendous.
You can tell you, it was July 15th.
You walked into the room, the pictures that this man took were just beautiful. And you know, when you're doing this stuff at the time, it's a picture. I think it was Cher was one of them, am I wrong?
Yeah. No, she looks like Cher, yeah. But it was Natalie Wood.
Natalie Wood.
Jackie Gleason.
Where are all those pictures now?
So we have a storage unit.
Okay.
Yeah, because we want to keep the temperature.
Next to the party stuff.
Yeah.
That's right, it goes hand in hand.
She also has a museum at the house.
But we want it because it has temperature control.
I was
going to
say, you need humidity control
for the pictures. Yeah, garage or whatever.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be returning to Talk of the Town with birthday woman Christina Liu.